Welcome to episode 5 of our parenting series. You'll be pleased to know that Dr. David Hegarty, our prep school counsellor, will be sharing some gold nugget advice with you regarding managing your child's behaviour. I am Belinda Baxter, Deputy Head, Students and Community at our prep school. Having had the experience of many years in raising my own children, as well as partnering with hundreds and hundreds of families, hand on heart, I say that a child needs and deserves unconditional and consistent love. This forms the nucleus of positive behaviour management. We advocate for positive parenting, that is, focusing on the strengths that your children and young people demonstrate, rather than the deficits. For we see better and more favourable outcomes when children are genuinely praised with purpose in a timely manner. This way, a more harmonious tone is in the home and children feel the security and the predictability of having their parent as an advocate. David will discuss different types of rewards and positive reinforcements, most importantly, including your affection and time. Think back to when you were a child. Chances are your happiest memories involve a calm and balanced environment where you felt unconditionally loved and wanted to be doing your very best. I do hope that this episode resonates with you and starts a productive conversation with your family and friends. Feel free to share these web links. Your feedback and comment for our future series is highly regarded. Finally, God bless you in your parenting. And God bless your beautiful children.
Welcome back to another episode of our Parenting Conversations. Today, I want to cover some ideas around managing our children's behaviour. This is a challenging topic that's mired in controversy, and a topic that has changed perspective quite considerably in only the last 30 years or so. When I'm talking about managing our children's behaviour, I simply mean encouraging positive behaviour in our children. I'm not talking about physical discipline, like slapping or hitting. Not only is physical discipline unnecessary, but it can cause mental health problems and aggression in our children. And regardless, there's an easier and more effective way that has been proven scientifically to improve even the most challenging of behaviours from the most difficult of children. The content that I'll be covering today and in a following episode is taken from an excellent resource that's a free and completely online parenting program called ParentWorks. ParentWorks is a research-backed parenting program, and it's a useful tool to get consistency in our households regarding discipline, something that's not always easy. It's a program that both mums and dads can engage with and can help create some common understanding and ground rules for how we can encourage positive behaviour in our children. Today, I want to provide you with a quick introduction to some of the ideas covered in this program. Firstly, the research shows that strategies for managing children's misbehaviour only work if there are first powerful strategies in place to encourage positive behaviour. Importantly, by positive behaviour, I don't mean perfect behaviour. I just mean normal childhood behaviour that we would expect to see in most children of the same age. Essentially, we need to think about the way we give attention to our children in order to change their behaviour. It's not changing how much attention we are giving our children, it's about when and how we give that attention. Let's start by going through an example. Imagine you're making dinner one night, and you all of a sudden notice that everything is quiet in the room your children were playing in. How would you respond? If you're like many parents, you might initially think that your children are up to something. Many parents respond to this example by saying they would sneak up quietly to see what the children are up to. Because if they're doing something wrong, they want to catch them in the act. And if they're doing the right thing, they don't want to disturb them, so they can keep on playing quietly. Other parents might say they'd do nothing. There's peace, so why mess with it? So, in this example, what type of attention do children receive? When they're quiet and doing the right thing, the children don't get any attention at all. They're ignored. But when they're doing the wrong thing, like complaining or fighting, they get lots of attention. This is very common, and we can fall into the trap of becoming focused on the misbehaviour, especially if we're busy or stressed. Misbehaviour is hard to ignore. The attention it gets from us is immediate and involves a lot of emotion. In contrast, positive behaviour is easy to ignore. If there are no problems, why would we intervene? Now, as a parent, we're always told to praise our children for good behaviour. But if you're a parent who is exhausted from lockdown, work or housework, then it can be hard to find the energy to keep that up. Misbehaviour, on the other hand, gets us fired up, it gets us emotional. And the more stressed we are, then the easier we can find ourselves focusing on misbehaviour without even realising what we're doing. So we can end up where our reactions to misbehaviour are immediate, loud, emotional, but our reactions to positive behaviour are delayed, quiet and bored. If our attention for misbehaviour is eliciting intense attention, which includes eye contact, closeness, emotion, touch, then this can have the opposite effect of what we intend. It can reward and increase misbehaviour. Intense feelings of closeness can be caused by negative parent emotions. Our children don't do this deliberately. It's targeting an internal trigger for them. They have become the focus of our emotions and it makes them feel important. They're getting intense attention from the most important person in the world, us as their parent. Our children crave our attention, even if there are a lot of negative feelings or drama that go along with it. We can fall into the trap where we are giving lots of attention in managing our children's misbehaviour. So we're trying to switch things around here. The aim is to give our children the right attention at the right times and in the right way, so they'll be less likely to demand our attention at more challenging times. The good news is that there are proven strategies that can increase our children's positive behaviour. This is done by shifting the attention we give our children onto their positive behaviour. We do this by taking all the attention, excitement, and emotion that's tied up in managing misbehaviour and directing this into our children's positive behaviour. And then managing misbehaviour is something that becomes calm, boring, and over with quickly. But this will only work if we give rich attention when the positive behaviour occurs. We first of all need to reset our radars. Quite often, we can tend to notice misbehaviour more than we notice positive behaviour, especially when we're tired and stressed. We need to ensure that it's positive behaviour that catches our attention. So what types of positive behaviours are we wanting to be focused on? Well, that depends on your context, but frequently mentioned behaviours that parents want from their children include following instructions straight away, playing on their own, sharing, staying calm, speaking in a nice voice, or playing nicely. So if we know the behaviours we're wanting to focus on, then we need to purposely be on the lookout for these behaviours. Remember, these behaviours will occur even in the most challenging of children. We can even deliberately set up situations where this can happen for our child. So we are focused on this behaviour and see our child doing what we're after. How should we then respond? Firstly, we need descriptive praise. Describe the behaviour, not the child. Describe what they're doing well. This can be harder than it looks and it doesn't come naturally, but it's very good for increasing positive behaviour as we're telling them what's getting our attention. Make it exciting and emotional as well as specific. Remember to use their name, but it could be something along the lines of, "Sean, I really like the way you're playing nicely and sharing your toys." Next, we can use tangible rewards, stickers, toys or treats. This is a reward that our children receive for their positive behaviour. Importantly, we don't want to use tangible rewards all the time, otherwise our children will come to expect them or expect something bigger next time. Next, we can use physical affection. Hugs, kisses, a high five, a tickle, or a pat on the back. This emphasises attention-rich positive behaviour, and if paired with descriptive praise, it can be extremely powerful. Lastly is the most important reward of all, time in. This really is so powerful. Spending time with your child is the best way to reward good behaviour. Playing a game, reading a book together, going to the park or kicking a ball together, this is the most powerful reward for your child's behaviour. Children are better behaved when they receive small amounts of quality time with their parents. This is because they're getting their attention needs met, but without having to resort to misbehaviour to get it. Not only does it improve child behaviour when used as a reward, but it simply improves your relationship. The important thing to remember when using rewards is to mix and match. This means being unpredictable in when and what kind of reward is given. This will increase the positive behaviour of our children. This could mean the first time we might give descriptive praise, but then the next time we deliberately target some time in for rewards. Rewarding the whole family for one child's behaviour can also have a huge impact. So vary the way you are rewarding positive behaviours. Remember, when giving rewards, we want it to be unpredictable, full of emotion, lots of eye contact, and say their name a lot. This doesn't mean you won't encounter difficulty when giving rewards. For example, if we're changing the way we behave and react to their positive behaviour, sometimes when children are first given rewards, they can become a bit silly and start misbehaving. Just don't respond to this and do what's called planned ignoring. Walk out and don't say anything, and then look for the next opportunity to reward. You might have times where rewarding might disrupt their good behaviour. The approach is to then leave and again look for opportunities soon after to reward again. Additionally, praise and rewards can sometimes feel quite unnatural for some of us. Take the time to think through why this might be the case if you struggle with it. It could be related to your own childhood, as you might have been brought up in a family that wasn't very affectionate. But importantly, you should keep at it. If you find it unnatural, then it can help to put reminders in your phone for a while to remind you when to be on the lookout for positive behaviour and to reward it. So I've covered some information today about how to encourage positive behaviour in our children through our attention. As mentioned, this information is covered in the excellent ParentWorks program that's freely available to everyone. Remember that rewards for our children's positive behaviour can include descriptive praise, physical affection, and the very powerful time in can be a really strong driver of our children's behaviour. We don't always have to use tangible rewards, but we must make sure our rewards for our children's positive behaviour are unpredictable. This will simply increase the likelihood of their positive behaviour. If we make our rewards for positive behaviour immediate, exciting, full of emotion, and with lots of eye contact, then managing misbehaviour is something that becomes calm, boring, and over with quickly. We'll cover more about managing misbehaviour in another video, so I hope you'll join me then.